Beloved, queridos, bienvenidos. Welcome. Welcome this morning to this sacred space, to this sacred time together where each week we find each other. We make our way here, we connect, we hold sacred space, we say, hello, how are you? And we mean it. We care for each other's lives. Whether you're joining us virtually, good morning. We see you. We hope you see us. Whether you're finding your way here from the front door or the parking garage and you're scurrying in and you're trying to find that deep breath, we invite you to make that transition from getting here to being here together. This morning, we are holding sacred space as we do every year for our remembrance of the saints. All Saints Day was earlier this week, but this morning we gather to remember those who no longer walk with us in an embodied way, but we know, beloved, still walk with us. There'll be a time, if you start flipping through your bulletin, you'll see a time in about the middle of the service where we'll actually invite you at one point to stand, if you wish, or as you're able, and name someone who either has passed this year or perhaps many years ago in your life, but you're holding sacred remembrance for today. So I invite you to go ahead and begin reflecting on that. And friends, if you're watching us on live stream, feel free to share with us in the chat who you are holding, or in the comments, who you are holding in sacred remembrance this morning. It's good to make that transition from getting here to finally being here. We fell back. Did we gain an hour or lose an hour, or what happened again? We gained an hour, but we lose light in the evening. So we're going to get to that a little bit later in our time with children this morning. So I invite you to stand as you take that deep breath. Let's stand together and prepare hearts and minds for the singing of this hymn that we sing once a year as well, for all the saints who from their labors rest. May we rest this morning alongside those we remember. Let's sing together.
For all. Jesus.
in Calvary, please join me in the call to worship. 1,000 days are but a moment to God.
All flesh is grass and withers away.
Still, we treasure our days with those whom we love.
And reluctantly give them back to God.
On this day, we thank God for the saints in our lives.
Let us worship God.
Good morning, my name is Jess Lind, and I'm the Deacon of the Week. I want to welcome everyone today, both members and people who are visiting, and to also let you know that I'm here as a representative on behalf of the deacons and the congregation, should you like to reach out this week. I now invite you to join me in passing of the peace. The peace of the Lord be with you. La paz del Señor sea contigo.
Y contigo también.
Please pass the peace of Christ.
Seated, and our children, if you'd like to make your way to me, I would love to get to say hello and spend a minute with you. I see some shoes lighting up. Those are cool. Yours are shimmering. I remember you from Halloween. Yep, I knew, Ellie, you were rocking it last week. Good morning, everyone. It's so good to see you today. I have a question for you that you may or may not know the answer to. I'm really not sure. I was trying to remember when I sort of learned about daylight savings and that the clock moved back and forth an hour at different times in the year. Did you hear your parents or anyone or any grown-up around you talk yesterday about, oh, it's gonna fall back, we're gonna move? Okay, you did? Do you kind of understand what's happening? Because I don't. If you want to explain it to me, that'd be great. Yeah, like the clock goes back an hour. So we got an extra hour of sleep, is what I've been told. Does that sound right? We got an extra hour of sleep. But now it's going to get the sun is going to set sooner in the evening. Is that right? Right? So it's going to get darker earlier in the evening. And I actually have a couple of friends with me who are going to demonstrate something. I asked them to do this a few minutes ago, and they're so gracious. So nobody be surprised, but we're gonna turn off the lights in the sanctuary so we can sort of feel what it's like for the light to leave soon, because none of us expects the lights to go off in here, right? So let's try it out. No surprises, okay. What does that feel like for the light to go out like that? Any thoughts? Do you feel anything? Yeah.
I feel like
Like it's nighttime. It feels kind of like nighttime. So I have a friend who, she's a grown-up, and she calls when the light changes like this and winter starts, she calls it the winter scaries. Because it's like, it's a little bit harder sometimes when it gets darker earlier to sort of stay happy during the day because you're not getting quite as much sunlight as you used to. So it can be kind of hard, right, to sort of feel good about the day and to wake up and to get enough sunlight because it sort of gets darker and darker and and night comes faster. Have you got something, Major? Tell me. Well, this kind of maybe does feel a little like magic, to being in this big, beautiful space and the light's coming in, but not as much light as we're used to. You know what? I was actually wondering if maybe we could just be silent a moment and just kind of feel, in a way, even if it feels a little different to us, it sort of feels special that the light has faded, and it kind of makes you get a little quiet and maybe reflective and just a little restful. So you might have noticed, sometimes we do forget to light these, I'll admit it, but this was not an accident. I thought this morning, in the dark, we would bring in the light and just feel that a minute. And just remember, right, as we've been talking about this last month, even when the lights go out, there's still a way to bring the light in, right? It might be lighting a candle, or it might be that little bit of light coming in through the windows, or it might be the moon giving us just enough light for our path. There's always enough light. Can we pray together? Oh God, as we prepare for these days ahead where the sunset comes sooner and the light fades faster, we ask you to teach us how to keep finding light wherever it is to be found. Amen. You can go to your classes now and you can turn the light back on in here. Thank you so much. All right, let's see. Miss Carla's in the back. Yep. See, you're waving, and Miss Jody, so if you head in their direction, you're on the right track. So lately, and for many, many months, we haven't been doing an offertory, but I think we're able to this morning as we hear Chris sing this reflection and prepare ourselves to give to this place.
Que llora y sin consolar.
que ayudemos o que alimentemos, somos del Señor, somos del Señor.
Calvary, as Pastor Maria shared, today is a special day set aside to remember those who we have lost in death, but who are with us in our hearts. Together, we'll share the litany, and then there'll be a special time for you to stand as you are able and say the name of someone who is dear to you, whom you have lost this year or sometime in your life. So please join me in the litany. We remember the great ancestors of our faith, from Abraham and Sarah to Paul and Phoebe.
Ancestors of the faith, we remember you.
We remember the prophets and priests, the ministers and teachers who have taught us the way of God.
Teachers of the faith, we remember you.
We remember our grandparents and parents, aunts and uncles, those who have gone before us in our lifetime.
Family of faith, we remember you.
We lift up the memories of children and grandchildren, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, and parents whose lives ended too soon.
Those close in our heart, we remember you.
We lift up to you, O God, the names of those we have lost in the past year from our lives, knowing that they are with your heart forever. As we speak these names aloud, we will pause after every name to remember, pray, and give thanks for their lives. Adeza Okongwu.
Paul Rosted.
David Heidelberger. We celebrate the lives of those we have named, O God, and lift up many more names in our hearts. We give thanks, O God, for all who have gone on to join with you beyond this life. We trust in the hope of resurrection and the promise of new life in Christ, and know that in our grief and celebration, O God, you are with us through it all, and we are not left alone.
In the name of Christ, whose love lives forever, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Pues si vivimos, para él vivimos, y si in Christ Jesus, and when we're dying, it is in the Lord, both in our living and in our dying, we belong to God, we belong to God.
The scripture lesson this morning is from the book of Isaiah. Holy One of old, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name. For you have worked wonders, ancient counsel, faithful and trustworthy. For you are a refuge to the poor, a refuge to the needy in their distress, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. The commander of heaven's legions will make for all peoples on this mountain a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food prepared with marrow, of refined, well-aged wines. And God will destroy on this mountain the shroud that shrouds all peoples, the veil that veils all nations. God will swallow up death forever. Then the sovereign God will wipe away tears from every face, and will sweep aside the shame of God's people from the whole earth. For God, whose name is holy, has spoken. It will be said on that day, look, this is our God in whom we hope and who saved us. This is the creator of all in whom we hope. Let us be glad and rejoice in God's salvation. For the hand of the Ancient of Days shall rest on this mountain.
If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song, if I can show somebody he is traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my as a Christian ought, if I can bring back beauty to a world abroad, if I can spread love's message that the Master taught, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living I pass along, then my living shall not be in, shall not be in vain.
Beloved, I know that we have already worshiped together this day. What a beautiful thing. Thank you. Many of you know by now that I actually like daylight saving time. I like having a little more light in the afternoon to get home by, to walk the dog by, to have a few more outside minutes in the afternoon when I get home. I realize this is not necessarily a popular opinion. Getting an extra hour of sleep is arguably better than losing one. And I know the changes are actually really difficult on children because it's our clocks and not our bodies or the light that are actually shifting. You know, I even read that long visual piece in today's Washington Post that makes the scientific argument for why daylight saving time is not good for our circadian rhythms and standard time is better. I'm trying to keep an open mind and keep listening, but I feel the sadness of the shrinking light, and the abrupt shift to earlier darkness is not my jam. So maybe it's ironic that today is one of my favorite days on the liturgical calendar. I don't know about you, but I didn't grow up with the liturgical calendar. Of course, I knew that Christmas and Easter were the two big holidays at church each year, celebrating the birth and resurrection of Jesus. But I didn't know about Advent or Epiphany, Lent or Pentecost, and certainly not Ordinary Time and All Saints. Even when I did learn about the liturgical calendar, All Saints was mostly an unnoticed part of the lectionary year for me. One of those days squeezed between Ordinary Time and the beginning of Advent. I mean, I always found that the reading of the names was incredibly meaningful, but I never really thought that much more about it. That is, until I became a chaplain. Until I began to stand next to death every single day. Until I held space over and over again for families and friends as their loved ones died. From that point on, I knew that having this space together in worship was absolutely necessary. You see, All Saints Day is a moment during the church year where we remember the dead. We share our grief and we mourn together. As we gather today, we know that for some, grief is raw and new. And you've experienced tremendous losses in the last days and months. I know at least four of you have lost mothers, another a father, at least two more a brother. Several of you have lost grandparents, some have lost best friends, others a beloved pet, and yes, I do think they can be saints. And even if our grief is not new, we also know that grief persists, and it does not magically go away in a year. Though it changes, it remains with us. Today in worship, we practice sharing our grief, sharing our grief, and we mourn together. We are not alone. I invite you to let the banquet table found in the scripture that Karina read this morning be the image that we gather around. The beautiful translation today is by Reverend Dr. Will Gaffney. She uses expansive, descriptive language for the name of God, where other translations often plug in the title, Lord. In this one short reading, we hear God described as the Holy One of old, the commander of heaven's legions, sovereign God, God whose name is holy, creator of all, and maybe my favorite today, Ancient of Days. I'm convinced if we keep turning to her translation, our images of God will grow and be transformed in the reading and hearing. This text, read often on All Saints, centers on the feast for all peoples and all nations. It says, the commander of heaven's legions will make for all people on this mountain a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food prepared with marrow, of refined, well-aged wines. This is a universal banquet hosted by God on Mount Zion, where the temple stood. To really get a sense of the All Saints banquet table, however, I think we need to look beyond the Christian tradition. Like other holy days in the church, All Saints did not come about in a vacuum. Much of it is shaped by the ancient Celtic tradition. The festival Samhain is a harvest festival that takes place around November 1st each year. It's a day that marks the turning of the year from the summer to the winter in the Northern Hemisphere. And it's the halfway point between the autumnal equinox and the winter solstice. Jan Richardson writes, the ancient Celts believed that at this turning, the gates between this world and the other world of the dead swung open, allowing for contact between those living and those who had gone before. In other words, this is liminal space, a threshold festival where the bounty between this world and the other world is thinned. One of the rituals of Samhain is called the Feast of the Dead. The banquet table is spread out and places are set for one's ancestors. Food and drink are offered, and the meal is eaten in silence. You might remember other traditions too, like Dia de los Muertos, where food and drink are also offered in hospitality to the ancestors. I don't know if you subscribe to Richard Rohr's daily meditations, but this week they have been exquisite. Rohr says, humans throughout history have often had a strong appreciation for and connection with their ancestors. The idea that the dead are at one with the living. To illuminate what he means, he shares a story told by his friend Thich Nhat Hanh, a Vietnamese Buddhist monk. Han writes about the tender oneness he experienced with his mother in a dream and in nature. He says, the day that my mother died, I wrote in my journal, a serious misfortune of my life has arrived. I suffered for more than 1 year after the passing away of my mother, but one night in the highlands of Vietnam, I was sleeping in the hut of my hermitage. I dreamed of my mother. I saw myself sitting with her, and we were having a wonderful talk. She looked young and beautiful, her hair flowing down. It was so pleasant to sit there and talk to her as if she had never died. When I woke up, it was about 2 a.m, and I felt very strongly that I had never lost my mother. The impression that my mother was still with me was very clear. I understood then that the idea of having lost my mother was just an idea. It was obvious in that moment that my mother is always alive in me. He continues, I opened the door and went outside. The entire hillside was bathed in moonlight. It was covered with tea plants, and my hut was set behind the temple halfway up. Walking slowly in the moonlight through the rows of tea plants, I noticed that my mother was still with me. She was in the moonlight, caressing me as she had done so often, very tender, very sweet, wonderful. Each time my feet touched the earth, I knew my mother was there with me. I knew this body was not mine alone, but a living continuation of my mother and father, my grandparents and great-grandparents, of all my ancestors. These feet that I saw as my feet were actually our feet. Together, my mother and I were leaving footprints in the damp soil. Maybe these practices open your imagination. But even if they make you a little uncomfortable, I think we can admit that we too are visited by the dead. Sometimes they come to us in dreams, sometimes in a memory or a story. Sometimes we can see them as we look in the mirror and realize our resemblance. Often smells or music or places remind us of their nearness. Early in my days as a hospital chaplain, I was shadowing another chaplain. It was an incredibly tragic death that was unfolding right before us. As we gathered for prayer with the loved ones, as the reality of that death was setting in, I'll never forget the chaplain's prayer. She prayed for the one who had died to visit them in sweet dreams. Threshold, liminal spaces. While they don't take away our grief, they do offer tender space to remember, to feel the nearness of those who've gone before, to experience that all of life is one. O blessed communion, company divine, we live in struggle, they in glory shine, yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Please stand and sing with us. Something God alone can see.
month of October tends to be announcement full, and there have been a lot over the last few weeks. So I hope actually a little respite in announcements feels a little like good news to us as we just take a deep breath together today. Our Spanish-speaking Bible study continues, and I do want to just open that invitation to anyone who is wanting to deepen their connection to the language or to the Latino community, like by all means, join in this beautiful study that's happening about El Padre Nuestro, the Lord's Prayer. So that's an invitation to you to keep connecting. Pastor Edgar, puedes just wave like this? Yep. So Pastor Edgar's leading that Bible study weekly after the service. But by all means, connect. The only other one I wanted to flag, and this is weeks ahead, but it just feels good to keep kind of reminding us, you know, we have this new kind of, I don't want to call it post-pandemic rhythm, but just amidst living into different rhythms rhythm. On federal holiday weekends, for the most part, we're gathering on Zoom for virtual service. So the next time that will happen will be Thanksgiving week, that's Sunday, November 27th. That's in your bulletin, and we'll keep reminding you, but just kind of catching that a few weeks ahead as a reminder. Is there anything else that would be good to lift up? Of course, coffee hour this morning. Please stay. This, especially for any of you visiting us this morning, welcome. What a gift to have you with us this morning. A great way to connect with folks here in the community is during our coffee hour. That's just a few minutes right now after the service. We just get together and connect. We've been having that outside, but we're actually going to meet in Woodward Hall, which is just all you have to do is come out, walk to the left to this other room that's over here, and that's Woodward. Just follow someone who looks like they know what they're doing, which is never me, so don't follow me. One last thing. We had a wonderful gathering meeting Reverend Mahogany Thomas at our home this past Wednesday. Just a crew of folks. It was a beautiful time together. And there's going to be more up ahead to fill you in on as far as when that group will get regathered. We had some real synergy. We've already kind of been moving on plans. So just know you'll start seeing that in your bulletins. We'll start sharing that with you on Sunday mornings. But that's up ahead. Hear this blessing from Jan Richardson, who you named this morning. For those who walked with us, this is a prayer. For those who have gone ahead, this is a blessing. For those who touched and tended us, who lingered with us while we lived, this is a thanksgiving. For those who journey still with us in the shadows of awareness, in the crevices of memory, in the landscape of our dreams, this is a benediction. Go in peace today, beloved.